Welcome, welcome to the social circle. It's time to stay social while being socially distant, of course. I am your host, the one and only Big Drink, and I'm joined here by a guest who you guys have met before when we were playing Joke and Hazard not too long ago back in season one. Brother Ito, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to cover a couple things. Well, the number one thing is obviously how I start every episode with sports. And we're going to do something a little bit different. We're gonna talk WWE again. The draft was this past Friday and this past Monday. We got to talk about the results of the draft. I thought it was really interesting. Some moves I like, some moves not so much. I feel like it could have been better. But yeah, we'll get to that in a moment. But let's talk baseball. Let me start off by saying congratulations to both the Los Angeles Dodgers and my Boston Red Sox on advancing to their divisional series. LA will be playing... Oh, Jesus. Who are they playing? I'm sorry, guys. LA is going to be playing... San Francisco. The San Francisco Giants in the NLDS. The Giants are the number one seed. The Dodgers are number four. The Dodgers eliminated the St. Louis Cardinals last night in the wild card game. It was a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth inning. Walk-off two-run homer to win the game 3-1. Congratulations to the Dodgers. You know, I say congrats to Mookie Betts as well. You know, even though he's not a part of the Red Sox anymore and he's on the Dodgers, I still love him. He's still one of my favorite players today. The Red Sox have killed the ghost of 1978, the New York Yankees, the greatest rivalry in all sports, in my opinion. Some people think other rivalries are better, but I don't think there's any rivalry better than the rivalry between Boston and New York, which dates back to the Babe Ruth years. So the Red Sox defeated the Yankees by a score of 6-2 at Fenway in a winner-go-home game. What a game that was. Amazing pitching. We burned through our lineup, burned through almost the entire bullpen of the New York Yankees, and I'm so glad we were able to get rid of them. And, you know, this is the third straight time we've beaten the Yankees in the playoffs. So that's amazing. It feels great. I was listening to the game on my phone at work, and I was just screaming and shouting. Yeah, you know, it was great. Gerrit Cole got taken out in two innings, guys. Two innings. He got taken out. It started with the damage being done by no other than Xander Bogaerts. He hit a two-run homer in the first. Then it was all she wrote after that. Verdugo scored two more runs on an RBI double to right, which almost left the fence, almost went over the fence. An amazing game. So game one of the National League Divisional Series is going on right now. Of the American League Divisional Series. Before I get to that, I meant to do this a few episodes back, but I didn't. I totally forgot to. There's been a lot going on. So my prediction was, you know, for the wild card, you know, I'm going to say I got some right, some wrong. No, actually, now that I'm looking at it, I didn't get any right. I mean, I got the teams right. I didn't get all the teams right, but I got some of them right. So my pick for the first round, you know, for the wild card was wrong for the AL. I thought the Red Sox were going to play the Toronto Blue Jays, which is what I wanted. For the NL wild card, It was, you know, I said St. Louis and L.A., which happened, and L.A. won. Obviously, I said Boston would win the wild card in the AL, and we did. We just didn't win against the right team. For the divisional, you know, I put Tampa Bay and Boston, you know, and I put Chicago White Sox and Cleveland Indians. Now, mind you, this was towards the end of the regular season that I made these predictions. So I want to say back in early September, maybe late August. So I said that. That was my prediction for the wild card and the AL divisional round. For the NL, like I said, St. Louis and the Dodgers. With the Dodgers winning, and the number one seed, obviously, you know, going straight to the NLDS was San Francisco, but I thought they were going to go against Atlanta. Instead, you know, Atlanta is going against Milwaukee, and I also put Milwaukee as well, but I put, you know, LA and Milwaukee instead of, you know, Atlanta and Milwaukee, which, you know, either series will be fine for me. I don't think Milwaukee's going to go that far, to be honest, but we could talk about that later. And, you know, I'm going to say, you know, my prediction for the ALCS was Cleveland and Boston. Obviously, I can't predict the ALCS right now. Well, actually, I could. I'm going to say, you know, if by miracle Boston beats Tampa Bay, they're going to go against, in the ALCS, they're going to go against, I want to see Red Sox, White Sox in the ALCS. But I don't think that's going to happen because Houston, even though they don't have their 2017 winning team, they still have a good team. They have an amazing bullpen. They got, you know, weapons of mass destruction, you know. For the NLCS, I would like to see the Dodgers back in it. I would like to see the Dodgers go over San Francisco. You know, Mookie Betts and the things that Mookie does on the field reminds me of a young, you know, Manny Ramirez. Reminds me of, you know, Johnny Damon in his prime. I know that's a guy that we hate, but, you know. So I think it's going to be LA, and I wouldn't mind seeing Atlanta in there. I would not mind seeing Atlanta in there. LA and Atlanta in the National League Championship Series for the pennant. So those are my predictions. I'm not going to make any World Series predictions right now. Yeah, so the actual playoff bracket is, you know, like I said, it's LA and St. Louis in the wild card, and LA won last night 3-1. For the NLDS, it's Atlanta and Milwaukee, and also San Francisco and now the Dodgers. For the AL, ALDS, it's Chicago and Houston, which is a rematch from the 2005 World Series, except, you know, instead of it being a 7-game series, it's a 5-game series. And we'll see if I think the biggest difference between then and now is that Chicago is definitely not going to get a clean sweep out of Houston. Houston is going to be scratching and clawing until they can't anymore. So I predict it's going to be Boston, and I would like to see Chicago in there. I think Chicago is one of those teams that deserves to go far after struggling. I mean, they haven't won. They haven't been this far in the playoffs since 2005. They haven't been to the World Series since 2005 when they won it against the then National League Houston Astros. And mind you, this is when the Chicago White Sox had an amazing team. You know, John Garland was holding it down for that bullpen. You know, you had Scott Posednik. You had AJ Przinski, Juan Uribe, Jermaine Dye. You know, the list goes on. You know, I really can't name them all right now. But yeah, switching gears now. Let's go on to football. You know, I almost broke down in tears when I saw, Brady come back. You know, I saw him walking on the field, and it was heartbreaking seeing him come back to Foxborough in a different uniform. It wasn't Brady versus the Patriots. It was Brady versus Belichick. You know, this is Brady telling Belichick, I could do this without you. Granted, I was a little disappointed. I thought Brady was going to do more than he did on Sunday. Instead, he wasn't able to do jack shit. Now, I was expecting a wider spread. I didn't expect to be a 2-point difference. I was very upset when Nick Folk missed that field goal, but the kid had a hell of a run, and it wasn't his fault. Belichick should have went for it on fourth down, in my opinion. Like, you're near midfield, just go for it. Don't kick a 56-yard field goal in the downpour rain. You know, like, that rain was disgusting, and that was really the difference maker of this game. You know, for Brady, again, I'm disappointed. I expected him to do more, but he didn't. You know, he really wasn't able to pass the ball that much. He had 22 completions on 43 attempts. He wasn't able to connect with his receivers because, hey, our defense going against Brady, and we know how he plays. You know, in scrimmages, at practices, we've seen him. So it was a great game. Congratulations to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. I saw Tom damn near crying when he won, you know, after the game. You know, we had some great plays. Hunter Henry, great touchdown. Smith, another great touchdown. You know, Nelson Aguilar had a pretty good game as well. Mostly receiving. You know, Jacoby Myers, a kid that we sleep on. A lot of people sleep on Jacoby Myers. And he had a 45-yard passing. He had 45 yards passing, and he was 2 for 2. So congratulations to Mac Jones and the Patriots. Hell of a game, kid. And you'll get him next time. It's only your first year. Don't be ashamed. So yeah, you know, that's that. Once again, you're listening to The Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. I'm here with Brother Ito. Follow me wherever you listen to your podcast. Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast. I can't name them all. And right here on Anchor. Moving on to WWE. Let's talk round one, man. I mean night one. That was, and it was on my birthday, so it was fun watching that. Let's start with the first round. Does it go by round on there, or?
Yeah, I got all the right. First round.
All right, here. So show me the first round. Who did? So obviously it was SmackDown first because it was on SmackDown. Who was picked first?
Overall draft.
No, round one. We're going by rounds.
Yeah, overall pick on first.
The first overall pick of the WWE draft.
The 2021 draft. The Universal Champion, the head of the table, the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns.
That I already knew that was going to happen. I don't think that, you know, the way that he's holding down SmackDown and, you know, bringing the ratings up, he deserves to stay on SmackDown and keep those ratings going. Like, he's the one selling tickets right now. You know, he's the one selling the merch. Like that t-shirt, I want that t-shirt next week. The We the Ones in the back, yep. And the Bloodline in the front. Yo, I the like Usos, that shit.
Paul Heyman.
You know?
A lot of cash on the table. Roman sitting at the head.
Yeah. All right, pick number two for Raw.
Number two for Monday Night Raw, they had the WWE Champion. It's a new day, Big E.
Big E. That was another good pick. But, you know, and I'm going to go back to that pick because there was a pick that was made by SmackDown that really pissed me off because of what I saw in Raw last week. Continue.
For
the next pick for SmackDown.
Next pick for SmackDown was the Raw Women's Champion, the Queen, Charlotte Flair.
That I like that. That it was very interesting seeing that.
Yeah.
And you know.
It's not every day. Like, they don't always draft, like, normally you would see titles change hands, mm-hmm. but not the titles that are for that specific brand. Yeah. Like Monday Night Raw's Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair.
Mm-hmm. And I think
I'll get into that.
Yeah. And I think I have a feeling what's going to happen at Crown Jewel. You know, is Charlotte even defending her title at Crown Jewel yet or no?
No.
She doesn't have a match? Okay. She doesn't have a match, but we'll see what happens. Maybe they'll take the title off of her. So she can run the SmackDown Women's Division.
Next pick does have a draft.
Yeah,
it does
go
have
ahead.
A match. Bianca Belair for Monday Night Raw. And I saw on
Bianca,
Instagram,
yeah.
She said, it's been real SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bianca going back to Raw, and we'll see what she can do. She already has a women's title under her belt. On her waist. So we'll see what she can do in that Raw locker room for the women's.
All right, this is round two of night one. This is the pick. I think this is the one you were talking about. Friday Night SmackDown selected the Scottish Warrior, Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about that. At the end of Monday Night Raw last Monday, Big E had just successfully defended his title against Bobby Lashley once again, this time inside of a steel cage. Big E wins, steel cage comes up, who comes out? Drew McIntyre with his sword, and he's pointing the sword at Big E. So I'm like, holy shit, yes, this is really going to happen. So the fact that they traded him, that they sent him to SmackDown, it really pisses me off. I mean, don't get me wrong, I would love to see Roman and Drew again. I would love to see that again, but why, you know? And what exactly? Because, you know, Roman Reigns has a match with Brock Lesnar at Crown Jewel. Not next Thursday, but well, 2 weeks from today. So what's going to happen? Like, is Drew going to face, you know, because All the draft choices they don't go into effect until Friday the 22nd.
Yep.
The night after Crown Jewel, because Crown Jewel's on a Thursday. Weird, but that's understandable. So we'll see, man. Shit, I think I think what's gonna happen is that they're gonna. Big E's going to face Drew. I think Drew's going to win the title, take it to SmackDown. Brock is going to win and take the title off Roman. Paul Heyman's going to screw them all over. And Roman's going to stay on SmackDown with no belt. And mind you, Brock Lesnar had announced this, and this was the best announcement of the night. Brock Lesnar is a free agent. Thanks to his good friend, Paul Heyman.
Suplex City is anywhere. He can go to NXT if he wants to.
He can go anywhere and do whatever the hell he wants. He specifically said, Brock Lesnar is now a free agent, which means Brock Lesnar can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. So, and still get paid, mind you. And this motherfucker, man, I swear, he's amazing. So Paul, hell, Roman got mad at him. So this reminds me a little bit of when Paul Heyman was the advocate for CM Punk, you know, was CM Punk's right-hand man. And And CM Punk got screwed by him at Money in the Bank, that year. They finally screwed him over. He stayed with him after he lost the championship to The Rock at the Royal Rumble, and he stayed with him. And then finally he said, fuck you, I'm going back to Brock, you know? But Roman literally scared the shit out of Paul. But, you know, those weird phone calls he's been getting on SmackDown, hey, you know, when Caleb Braxton, right? Caleb Braxton had asked him, hey, Paul, who was on the phone? Oh, what are you, my mother? And all that shit. Yo, I see a face turn with Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman's going to turn face, and he's going to turn on the bloodline. I would love to see that. And to be in Saudi Arabia, you know, in Riyadh in 2 weeks, that would be even better. If the people of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia witness Paul Heyman turning on the head of the table, the tribal chief, his tribal chief, as he says, which is kind of gay, but yeah, I take that back. Yeah, man. Well, I'm really excited for this shit. Anyways, getting off track. Continue.
So the next draft pick for round two, Monday Night Raw selects Raw Tag Team Champions RK-Bro, Randy Orton, and Riddle.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I was shocked that they took the titles off of AJ Styles and Omos. So, yeah, it's really nice to have them back on Raw. Even though I know Riddle gets on Randy's nerves. It's a funny relationship, those two.
It's hilarious how he keeps mentioning munchies and he knows what he means.
You know, oh, shit. They were talking about that? Really?
He said Randy's chewing the munchies. Mm-mm. And one time he set out the top of the ladder before Money in the Bank. He's like, whoa, I am so hot.
Oh,
Riddle's
God.
Doing a lot That's of not things good. That Vince McMahon would never allow.
I don't know. I don't even know if that's PG.
I don't think it is.
No, it was a reference to R-Truth before they made him into a retard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that tag team with, you know, RK-Bro, Randy Orton, and Riddle reminds me of when, you know, it reminds me a little bit of Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. Well, you know, before she changed her name to Nikki A.S.H., it really reminds me of that. So, you know, in the beginning, it's like Alexa's like, "Do I really want this psychotic bitch as my tag team partner?" And then what do? They win the titles. Oh, okay, she's cool. You know. So yeah, all right. Next pick.
Next pick is. Oh, Friday Night SmackDown selects Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods of the New Day. This pissed me off. I thought we were going to have a reunion.
I'm pissed off as well. I was expecting to see this at Survivor Series. The New Day versus the Bloodline. That's what I want to see. That's what the people want to see. Because the New Day would have been perfect to take the titles off of RK-Bro. But since right now they're the hottest tag team, well, not the hottest tag team on Raw. I feel like the hottest tag team on Raw right now is the next tag team that was drafted to Raw, and we'll get to that in a minute. But it would have been it really sucks. It really would have been nice if they kept the New Day on Raw. And I understand they want Big E to be a singles competitor because hell, his name isn't Big E for no reason. You know, look what he's been doing since he's been a singles competitor. He got an Intercontinental Championship. He got a Money in the Bank contract. Cashed in Money in the Bank and won the WWE Championship. The second member of the New Day to do so. Two down, one to go. You know? Yeah, continue.
Next draft pick, Monday Night Raw selects. Think you'll like this one. The Radar Superstar Edge.
I do like this one. I do like that one. And I know, you know, it's a little bit heartbreaking for Edge to leave SmackDown because I know he loves SmackDown. He helped build SmackDown. You know, him and The Undertaker both. And even John Cena when he started there. But Edge was literally the top heel on SmackDown back in the day before he retired. You know, the whole shit with him and you know, La Familia, you know, Eddie, not Eddie, God rest his soul though. Vicky Guerrero,
Chavo,
the major brothers, you know, Hawkins and Ryder, which they called them the Edgeheads at the time,
yeah.
You know, and who was that other guy that they had on there? Fuck, it's not Big Show. It was the bald guy with the beard, not Snitsky.
That was formerly known as, well, still kind of known as Luke Gallows. Was Festus.
No. It wasn't Festus.
No.
I'm gonna look this up right now. WWE La Familia. Okay. So it was this guy right here. His name is Bam Neely, Justin LaRoche, Magnus Maximus, Hellfire, Hellraiser, Guts. What the hell is this guy? I don't know. His real name is Justin Bruce Rochleo. He was on ECW as Bam Neely. This guy right here.
Oh.
Yeah, he was the one that was there at Edge's wedding when it was crashed, yeah, because of what Triple H showed.
I don't really know that guy.
Yeah, his ring name is Bam Neely. I guess he was used as a security guard, you know, before they used the Big Show. Go ahead.
So, next pick, not really a popular guy, because he kind of picked himself up after losing the King of the Crown. Happy Corbin, along with his happy buddy, Madcap Moss, formerly known as Riddick Moss, former 24/7 champion.
Okay, I don't like this Happy Corbin character. I don't like this Baron Corbin character at all. Like, why the hell is Baron Corbin still in WWE? I'm sorry to ask, but why the hell is he still here?
No, it's okay. Seriously,
go somewhere, bro. Because like, you got all this potential. They're making you this happy-go-lucky motherfucker when before they made you look like a bum that lived under a bridge. Was basically making you seem homeless. Oh, ever since I lost my crown, I had to eat at soup kitchens. My family lives in a cardboard box with me in the middle of the street.
Dude, canned spaghetti.
First off, that was the worst storyline ever, because it's like, yo, you're making money. You're not broke.
You make money doing this stupid ass character.
You're getting paid to do this stupid ass character and make you look like a homeless guy, and now you're all happy wearing a fedora and a fucking dress shirt everywhere wrestling, and you look stupid as shit. Let me just say, and you sound stupid as shit when you laugh. Go back to the long hair Baron Corbin. I like more. I do miss long hair Baron Corbin.
Next pick. This is actually round 3 that we're on.
All right, round 3. That was the final round of night 1, right?
No, that was the 4th round.
Okay, all right.
Next pick for Monday Night Raw is the current WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, Rhea Ripley and Nikki Ash. Okay. I like this team. It's like kind of like RK-Bro, kind of a little bit of maybe Team Hell No.
I was going to say more you know, the Hurricane and oh my God, who do they call Rosie? What was Rosie's character? Shit, it was something funny. I think it was like the Hamburglar or some shit. hold on, Rosie, God WWE. Yeah, God rest his soul. I forgot Rosie. Rosie passed away. It was. Shit. Or. Maybe Big Daddy. Oh, Captain Chronic, maybe?
Oh my God.
I think it was Captain Chronic when he was with Hurricane. So stupid, man. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, it was, I think it was Captain Chronic, but yeah. What's next? They're gonna make Rhea Ripley dress as a fucking superhero, like
Nikki Ash did ask her about the idea of wearing a cape.
So stupid.
I don't think
she looks so stupid, but it's funny though. Like, I like this little hurricane impression. You know, I like it, and I'm sure the hurricane will be proud. Like, maybe they'll do another, an old school WWE episode on either SmackDown or Raw or both, and have the hurricane jump in there.
And then, well, maybe he'll be at ringside or he'll have a conversation with her backstage.
He'll be like, why is she like, look at her. She looks ridiculous. What's up with that? Anywho, continue. Right,
next pick for SmackDown from NXT, Hit Row. Really popular.
I don't know trio. About, yeah, you talk about that because I don't know about
So, let's see their names. So, Isaiah Swerve Scott. NXT North American champion. He's been doing great as a champion. Along with Top Dollar, his big muscle. He's kind of like a Brodus Clay sized man. Ashante Adonis. I haven't known much about him. And the woman involved with this trio. Well, it's kind of like a quartet. B-Fab, they always rap to the ring, and the rap goes, Hit Row, Hit Row, Hit Row. My little brother watches.
Kind of reminds me of Crime Time back in the day. Yeah,
except Crime Time doesn't rap their
feet. Right, they don't. And they don't
sing or, like, drop some bars or match.
Yeah.
They don't end it with, if you don't know, now you know. All right, round... Oh, to wrap up round three for Monday Night Raw, they have Keith Bearcat Lee. Not Keith. It says Keith Lee here, but he changed.
Yeah,
he's Bearcat, and he's a heel, and I love it.
Wow, he's a heel now.
Yeah, he needs to be a heel, dude. He's been screwing up a lot of times. Like, when are they gonna give this guy a title? Have him versus Big E one day.
He's back on Raw.
He's still on Raw. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So here will be another thing. If you're not gonna give Drew McIntyre the WWE Championship, give Keith Bearcat Lee a title shot. Give him a title shot at whatever next pay per view is after Crown Jewel. What is it supposed to be? Hell in a Cell or some shit?
It's supposed to be Survivor Series. Hell in a Cell passed this summer.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, they fucked up the schedule.
Summer was hot as hell. Is what they
hell yeah, it was. So Survivor Series, yeah. Oh, because Crown Jewel is going to be the only pay-per-view this month, right?
Right.
Oh, okay, I thought they would do one on Sunday. But yeah, do that, you know. Next pick.
Round four. SmackDown selects Naomi and... What is the heat with Naomi and Sonya Deville?
So it's funny that you asked because I read an article and I think I lost it. I'm mad. Did I lose it?
Sonya didn't make the pick and she announced that pick and she was very upset about it. She was like,
I did not approve this or some shit.
She was like, I didn't approve this, Naomi.
Let me see. Hold on. Sonya Deville. Not Seville. Okay. No results. All right. Let me see. If I search up WWE, maybe.
Well, I did hear a few things about the back and forth feud.
Yeah, I don't understand what the hell's going on.
So, Sonya thinks that Naomi's not ready. There's many times where basically the storyline is kind of like a Triple H and Daniel Bryan. It's like that. Like,
right, that
come out for a match.
So basically Sonya thinks that Naomi's a B+ player.
Yes.
Okay. What the fuck is she know? Does she know about being a B+?
Naomi's been there longer than Sonya.
Naomi's been there for like over 10 years or some shit, right?
Yep.
And she's had a couple championships, 2-time women's champion.
Yep.
Okay. And she had a great career being, you know, Brodus Clay's fucking cheerleader, along with what the fuck's her face?
Cameron.
They call her Cameron, but her real name is Ariana or some shit.
Ariana Andrew, yeah.
Yeah. So.
She has her own podcast as well.
Yeah, for some reason it's not popping up. Cause it was so basically she was saying that, yeah. She was also saying like she thinks that she's all that. You know, honestly, it sounds like little kid shit. I don't like that storyline, honestly. I think it probably has something to do with what happened between them. I don't know. Maybe something happened between them on Total Divas that we don't know about.
Right.
You know?
Maybe they're taking that and making it a story.
Just like they did with Nikki Bella and Brie Bella.
Yep, they used that as a storyline.
And that was a great storyline.
It was amazing.
You know, fucking, what's his face? Jesus didn't like that. You know, Jesus, who has also been, no, who we call him Jesus, who has also been on this podcast. All right, next pick.
Next pick for Monday Night Raw is Rey and Dominic Mysterio.
I'm disappointed in seeing them leave SmackDown. Because Rey has a lot of history on SmackDown, and so does Dominic when he was a kid. I was watching a video earlier today of an interview he had with, I forget who it was he was talking to, but some guy.
From Fox.
No, I don't think it was from Fox. It was just I guess he had his own radio show or some shit, and he had Dominic come on. They were talking about, I was watching this morning, he was talking about the storyline between him, Eddie, and Rey, and how it felt, you know. And he said him as a kid, you know, it felt great, you know, that he didn't have to go to school. He would have to go to the arena every week, and he said he'd be riding his tricycle in the arena and shit. I'm like, dude, what? You're 8 years old.
They'd always give him candy afterwards. I saw the story.
All the
they
wrestlers
talked about it on WWE Untold, which you can find on WWE Network and on Peacock.
Yeah. They were also he was saying, you know, that when he got back to school after that thing on SummerSlam, you know, when it finally ended, the teacher was like, pulled his mom and dad to the side, pulled Rey and Angie to the side, and was like, "Hey, is everything okay at home?" Because we saw everything, so they thought it was real. You know. Oh, and
it's scripted.
And he actually, you know, he was saying he actually had to go home with Eddie. You know, leading up to SummerSlam. So, like, when that DCF worker ended up taking him into foster care, no, he went to Eddie's house. He went to Uncle Eddie's house and stayed there until SummerSlam.
Next pick for Friday Night SmackDown. This one I actually like, Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
Let's see what he can do over there.
Back on SmackDown, he was a great character on SmackDown. That feud with him and Edge, I loved it. The feud with him and CM Punk back in the day, that was great too. Him and Matt Hardy. That was on SmackDown. Let's see what he can do on SmackDown.
Final pick, well, on the show, they also made a couple picks on Talking Smack.
Yeah.
Final pick on the show, Monday Night Raw selects from NXT. And he used to come to Raw to team with Seth Rollins, Austin Theory.
And he's going to Raw?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I don't know anything about the kid, but we'll see.
He was with Zelina Vega and Andrade.
I remember him.
He took Andrade's place in the tag match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's right. Because Andrade, left them and some shit.
Right. Alright, this is what they did on Talking Smack. For Raw, Nia Jax, Drake Maverick, 24/7 champion Reggie, Zelina Vega,
wow,
Akira Tozawa, Alpha Academy, Otis and Chad Gable.
And this is for Raw?
Yes.
Okay.
R-Truth is going to stay along with John Morrison. Doudrop is staying, T-Bar is staying, no Mace. And coming to Monday Night Raw, Apollo Crews and Commander Aziz.
Wow.
And that son of a bitch is huge.
Wow. Former Intercontinental Champion, going back to Raw. That's good. That's good. And yeah, that big motherfucker.
All right. For
let's see what he could do against Omos.
Yeah. For Friday Night SmackDown, Aaliyah from NXT. I don't really know much about her. Mm-mm. Toni Storm staying on SmackDown. She made quite an impact on her debut against Zelina Vega. Drew Gulak is coming back to SmackDown. Mm. Mace is going to SmackDown.
Nice.
Mustafa Ali and Mansoor closed up on night one of the WWE draft.
Mansoor, what, was he part of Retribution with him?
No, he's no, his tag partner.
Oh, Mansoor is the guy from Saudi.
Yep. And
that got a WWE contract winning the match. Okay.
Alright. Shall we move on to night two?
Yep, let's move on to night two.
Alright. First overall pick for night two, Monday Night Raw selects SmackDown Women's Champion Becky Lynch.
The man. The man. I like that. I really like that pick. And again, I already have it predicted.
They took Charlotte to SmackDown.
Charlotte's at SmackDown. She's probably going to have a match with somebody on Raw for her title, and she's going to lose the title. Becky has a triple threat match at Crown Jewel in 2 weeks, which they have to wear, you know, full. They have to be fully clothed, I think. And I think this is the first women's championship match in Saudi, right?
No. They had one with Bayley and Naomi.
For the title?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm positive. They had one.
Oh.
SmackDown Women's title last
year. Oh, all right.
Not last year, but 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they couldn't go last year. They couldn't even leave the country last year. So, I think Becky's going to lose her title to either Sasha or Bianca. And I think it'll most likely be Sasha. All
right. For Friday Night SmackDown, this is what Roman Reigns wanted. The SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the Usos.
We the ones. And yeah.
The full bloodline on Friday night.
For those who don't know, after Brock Lesnar had announced that he was a free agent thanks to Paul Heyman, Roman Reigns, again, he scared the piss out of you know, Paul Heyman, made him cry. And the last time I seen Paul cry was ECW One Night Stand 2005. That was the last time I seen him cry. First and last time. I'm like, holy shit, this dude's really afraid of Roman. He goes, you know, Paul was saying, I'm a wise man. He goes, huh, you're a wise man. You hear that, guys? He's a wise man.
He said,
You're only a wise man when I tell you you're a wise man. So you're going to do what's right, you know?
And I saw Paul Heyman sweating bullets. I think.
Dude, hell yeah.
He's been biting his fingernails all night. His stomach's going to need a manicure. For Monday Night Raw, the almighty Bobby Lashley. This is round one. There were six rounds on Monday night, along with some draft picks on.
I like that, you know. I mean, Bobby's not going to get another WWE championship opportunity for as long as Biggie's champion, right?
Yep.
That was stipulation if he lost that.
Bobby wouldn't have to give, so Drew wouldn't get a title match as long as Bobby's champion.
Right.
Bobby's no longer champion. Biggie beat Bobby twice.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, man, when he said at Extreme Rules, he goes, you cashing in on me when I was injured? That makes you a chicken? Shit. I thought they were going to block it.
They barely block any swears nowadays.
Right, because it's like,
Vince wants the Attitude Era back.
Yeah, because, you know, the Attitude Era was making the ratings go up. Obviously, don't sexualize the women this time, but,
right,
you know, let's see some real shit.
For Friday Night SmackDown, this will wrap up round one. The Blueprint, the Boss, Sasha Banks.
Yeah, I like that. Sasha's back on, wait, Sasha's on SmackDown.
Still on SmackDown.
Still on SmackDown, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I like that pick. Next.
Round two. Monday Night Raw selects Seth freaking Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Edge is there too.
And Edge is there too. And for those who didn't watch this past Friday on SmackDown, Seth Rollins fucked up. He went to a nigga's house, yo.
He went
to Edge's house while nobody was home. Technically, he didn't break in because the door was unlocked. But, yo, he went in there and he was eating out the fridge, being disrespectful. He threw an apple on the floor. Yo, he's so messed up. He was talking shit about, Edge's daughter's artwork. And, yo, he was just making himself at home. It was ridiculous. Well, go ahead. Next. All right.
For Friday Night SmackDown is the Intercontinental Champion King Nakamura with Rick Boogs. They are not separated. I love that.
I love that team. I love that team. So they're still on SmackDown.
Yep.
All right, next. We got to make this quick because we got like 10 minutes.
Is Damian Priest, U.S. Champ Damian Priest from Monday Night Raw.
I like that.
Sheamus is going to SmackDown.
Okay, I like that. All right. Sheamus, going back to SmackDown, right? So he's going back to SmackDown. Continue.
Round three, AJ and Omos staying on Raw. That gives a lot of opportunities for them against Apollo Crews and
I would like to see that. I would love to see that on their first night on Monday Night Raw. I would love to see Omos and AJ versus Apollo Crews and whatever the hell that guy's name is.
Commander Aziz,
yes.
For Friday Night SmackDown, this is going to scare the hell out of the women's division. Shayna Baszler. Have you seen what she did to Nia Jax?
Dude, I saw what she did to Nia. I saw what she did to Eva Marie this past Monday.
No,
what the
last
fuck?
Last Monday, she
yeah,
tried
yeah,
to
that,
do it
that's
too
what
long.
I meant.
She tried doing last it to Monday. Dana Brooke, but Doudrop showed up.
Dude, she is a scary bitch. Like, she's a bad bitch, bro. Like, I wouldn't want to fuck with her. I would use her as my security guard.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if she... I don't know if she's lesbian or what.
She is lesbian.
Oh, okay. I can tell. All right. But, dude, holy shit. Yeah, go ahead.
For Monday Night Raw, Kevin Owens is going back to Monday
Night
Raw.
The KO show moves to Monday nights. I like to see that. I like seeing that.
This is from NXT for Friday Night SmackDown. She's pretty scary. Kind of a little worse than Shayna Baszler. Xia Li.
That's a dream match right there.
Yeah.
Dream match alert. Xia Li versus Shayna Baszler. I would love to see that.
Or
Xia Li versus Charlotte. Or Xia Li versus fucking Sasha. Who knows, man? So many things can happen. You know, anything's possible in the WWE. Go ahead.
For Monday Night Raw, for round four, the Street Profits.
Yep. Back on Raw.
Montez is with Bianca.
Yeah, Montez is married to Bianca, so he wasn't going to leave his wife hanging alone on Monday nights. He's going to hang with her. And let's see, the Profits already have a SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Let's see if they can get the Raw ones.
They had the Raw ones. They had all three. Raw, SmackDown, and NXT.
My bad. I'm stupid as shit. I forgot because they got drafted to SmackDown last year and they switched titles with the New Day.
Yep. For Friday Night SmackDown, this is good. The Viking Raiders.
Yeah. I would love to see, I like that. I think they have a lot to bring to the table, and hell, Usos, be careful.
Monday Night Raw, Finn Balor's going back.
The Prince
returns. The Prince to where returns. It all started.
Yeah, to where it all started in his career. I think he's a future world champion once again. You know, a title that he never lost. He couldn't get it back from Roman Reigns. He should have won on Extreme Rules. What the hell is that?
Freaking rope. Breaking.
Yeah, but
that was crazy.
Continue.
Wrapping up round four, Ricochet, the one and only.
All right, cool. Round five, go.
Five, Karrion Kross for Raw.
I don't know much about him, but I saw a little bit of the match between him and Samoa Joe. It was all right.
That was great. For Friday Night SmackDown, Humberto Carrillo and his cousin Angel Garza.
What a weird tag team. I thought they hated each other.
They did for a while.
Yeah, they were heel. Yeah, because Angel was a heel. Humberto has always been babyface. So does that mean Angel's babyface now?
No. Umberto's heel.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Damn.
I missed a lot. Raw stays with Alexa Bliss, and for SmackDown, Cesaro staying put.
All right. So, Alexa Bliss, yeah, stay on Raw. Although I would have loved it if she got revenge on Charlotte for ripping up her doll at Extreme Rules. That was fucked up.
They could make that a match if they want to. I mean, Crown Jewels are like a couple.
Yeah, well, weeks. Yeah. Why not do
two
that?
2 weeks away from tonight.
So, yeah, why not do that? Let's make Alexa Bliss take on Charlotte Flair one more time for the Raw Women's title and send Charlotte packing titleless.
Round six is going to shock you. Kicking off round six, going to Monday Night Raw, Carmella. She's been on SmackDown since she started.
Not since she started.
Since the beginning, since 2016 draft. She started on SmackDown. She never left.
No, wasn't she on Raw?
Never.
Oh.
Never on Raw.
Oh,
this is her first time. Yeah.
My bad. Wow. Damn.
At
least she's back with her boyfriend.
Yep, she's back with Corey Graves.
Yeah.
Friday Night SmackDown selects from NXT Ridge Holland. I don't know much about him. This guy, he's an Olympic gold medalist, like a Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
Gable Steveson, they got him from the 2021 Olympics, and they put
2020
him
2020 Olympics.
Yeah, from 2020 Olympics, they put him on Monday Night Raw.
No, right? Cause no, they canceled the Olympics last year, but they called him the 2020 Olympic gold medalist because you know they were making up for 2020.
Right.
Excuse me. Holy shit.
All
right, continue.
Friday Night SmackDown's remaining with Sami Zayn. And there's some picks from Raw Talk.
Yep. Let's hear it.
Dana Brooke. Mm. The Dirty Dogs, Dolph Ziggler, and Robert Roode.
And this is all for Raw?
Yep.
This is all going to Raw. Okay, so Dana Brooke.
Dolph Ziggler.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Roode.
Yep.
Jackson Ryker.
Yep.
Veer.
Ooh.
Liv Morgan.
Ooh, shit.
Mia Yim.
Who?
Mia Yim, Keith Lee's fiance.
Okay, I don't know.
She's been on Retribution. Tamina Snuka. Tegan Knox. She was on SmackDown.
Wait, fuck. That means Tamina and Natalya are
split up.
That's fucked up, bro.
Shelton Benjamin.
Ooh. Whoa. What was it? Just Shelton Benjamin?
No.
Cedric Alexander. Okay. So the Hurt Business. All
right. The full Hurt Business is there.
All
right. I don't know where MVP's going, but he's injured right now. And The Miz. Mm. For SmackDown, Shotzi Blackheart, Natalya, Jinder Mahal, and this is what they call in sports Mr. Irrelevant when you're the last pick. Shanky. That big son of a bitch that Drew McIntyre took out with the steel chair on Raw. He was one of Jinder Mahal's, the tall guy that was with Jinder.
Oh, that motherfucker?
Yep.
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah, so that wraps up the draft.
All right. That was everything?
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, wow. A lot to be excited for, a lot to expect coming in the future. You know, we'll see what happens. Crown Jewel is on October 21st in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I don't know what time they're doing that at. They do it in the morning, right?
1 o'clock.
Okay, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, 1 o'clock Eastern. I don't care about Pacific or specific, whatever. Eastern and specific time. Wait.
Did you mean specific?
Wait, did you say specific time? Yeah, it means it starts specifically at 10. Oh, Family Guy. But yeah, that's it. That's it for us. Go Sox. Right now, let me update you on the ALDS between Chicago and Houston. I was watching earlier. I was meant to mention that earlier. Let's see. Whoops. What the hell? Oh, the Astros win game one of the American League Divisional Series against the Chicago White Sox by a score of 6-1. And right now, first pitch. Well, sorry, not first pitch because it's the bottom of the first. But in Tampa, it's no score. Bottom of the first inning between the Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays. Game one of both National League Divisional Series games will be tomorrow. Atlanta and Milwaukee, live from Milwaukee tomorrow at 4:37 p.m. Los Angeles and San Francisco in San Francisco will be tomorrow at 9:37 p.m. God, these time zones are terrible. And yeah, that's it for me. That's it from us. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Brother Ito, for joining me.
Of course.
And I'll check y'all later. I'm hoping to finish season 2 before October 27th when I go in for my knee surgery once again. Yeah, that's it for me. Anything else? No? All right, good. We're out of here because we're going to be drinking and playing Cards Against Humanity. Big drink out.